What's going on, fam? Woo! It is your boy Ryan Petty here with raw, real, authentic words. Listen. I know it's been a minute since I've been on this podcast thing, but listen, I got some things to talk about, for real. But first off, I just want to introduce myself, Ryan Petty. And I just want to talk about what this podcast is basically going to be about. This podcast is going to be about a good majority of things that I'm going to say Christians, because I am a Christian, that Christians don't talk about at all. Like, they're silent, you know. They're not controversial, but it's just like, that's how you lead people astray, not really communicating and letting people know the real, you know? And, you know, if you know me, if you follow me on Instagram, Facebook, you know, I love podcast topics. I love podcasts, you know, if you watch me, I'm an athlete podcast. I like Tim Ross, the Basement podcast. I love podcast talk. It's very interesting. You know, you could be your own person. You could just be comfortable. Like me right now, I got my teleport wine, and I'm about to give y'all some interesting talk. Now, what I want to talk about today, I really don't know, but we're gonna dive into it. But I want to be raw, and I'm gonna talk about sexual energy. And what I mean by sexual energy, meaning how, let's be real, churches don't talk about sex. Like, why is that? Why churches don't want to talk about sex? And what's why is sex talk so sacred? Why is sex so sacred in church? Like, God made sex for husband and wife. Like, sex is amazing. Like, sex with my wife is amazing. You know what I'm saying? But churches, when they come down to churches, they want to be like, oh, no, we gotta discuss that with our husband in private. It's like, no, you gotta let these kids know that sex is amazing. When you are in a covenant with God, and that means husband and wife, man and woman, sex is amazing. Now, when you wait for sex, it's even better. And I'm about to dig deeper into that. And that means for men, you have semen retention, abstaining from sex, or ejaculation until marriage. Women is celibacy, saving yourself for marriage. Now ask yourself, why is that not the norm? Like, growing up, I'm gonna say for me growing up, if you didn't lose your virginity, you was considered a nerd, a dork. And I was like, and me being a born again Christian, now it makes sense. Like, this world feeds off of lust. You know what I'm saying? This world feeds off of lust. Like, I got exposed to Pornhub at the age of 8-9 years old. And that opened a lot of demonic gateways. Like, a lot. You know what I'm saying? And this is like that. If you look up the statistics, this is real. This is facts. People who are exposed to porn, it starts at a young age. Now that's crazy. And usually people who are exposed to porn end up having sex maybe 11, 12, 13 years old. That, like, this world feeds off of that, feeds off of your innocence. This world feeds off of your innocence. You know what I'm saying? Oh my gosh, look, they haven't had sex. Ah, I got my target. You know what I'm saying? And this is for man or women. Man or women. Now, I'm going to break it down with I know everybody probably heard of semen retention, celibacy, but I really, 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 really did my research, and I got Bible verses to even prove to you that God wants us to be celibate. He wants us to withhold. He wants us to. He don't want our seed all over the place. Cause act like real talk. By this world feeding off of our lustful desires, that's why you got marriage out of wedlock. You got kids just popping out of marriages because of what? Because of what? Not being sexually disciplined. Feeding off your sexual desires. And I know people may be like, especially like the single folks may be like, oh, well, it's kind of hard because, you know, I really want somebody to love. And it's like, ask yourself, is it worth that high of watching porn? Like, is it worth it? Find a substitute. Know yourself. If you know dang well that if you go to the bathroom and it's going to be longer than 15 minutes, put a timer. Oh, 10 minutes. Uh-oh. I know it's going to happen. If I'm in this bathroom too long, put a timer for yourself. You have to hold yourself accountable. You got to hold yourself accountable. Sorry, y'all. Had to pour me a cup of my wine. Teleport wine. But I'm about to dive into what celibacy and semen retention is. Semen retention is withholding ejaculation. Now, for the smarty pants, people gonna be like, withholding ejaculation. Well, guess what? If I have sex with a girl and I pull out and... No. I'm gonna break it down. Semen retention, don't have sex before marriage. For men, that is just that simple. Don't have sex before marriage. Don't ejaculate in no woman. Don't ejaculate at all until you're married. Just that simple. And women is really making a vow, abstaining from sex till you get married. And the beauty of withholding yourself till marriage is like, it's wonderful. You will see the bigger reward. You can be like, oh my, this sex is magic. Sex is magic. That's why God created it. Sex is magic. Like, it's wonderful. When you have kids and you tell your kids and they have the birds and the bees talk and you're like, yeah, my whip mom, pops, how you guys feel about sex? You tell them, look, sex is amazing. When a penis and a vagina come together, it feels good. Churches don't talk about that. Churches don't want to, they're like, oh my gosh, you guys, why you don't want to talk about penis and vagina? God made penis and vagina for a reason. Those are the scientific terms, you know? And I have if you look up the benefits for celibacy, I have it written down. Celibacy is also to support godly principles of truth and nonviolence. Since promiscuity often leads to secrecy, deceit, anger, and suffering. This is for women, because women being celibate. The other definition is the one who follows celibacy experiences infinite happiness such that no one has ever experienced. Absolute knowledge can only be obtained by practicing celibacy. That means your mind thinks about a lot more for women. You are more disciplined. You want to achieve more. You know what you want. You have a bigger purpose, you know? But guess what? If you out here promiscuous and I don't know, you know what I mean, promiscuous if you out here, you know what I'm saying, just kind of thotting around, you know what I'm saying, you're actually yearning for attention. You don't know what you want. But if you're withholding yourself from marriage, that means you know in your heart, you know what your soul want. You know what type of man you want. That's facts. You know what type of man that you want. And for men, semen retention, the benefits for semen retention is increasing your dopamine level. As I was watching this video, the other definition is you have better respect for women and not looking at her like an object. I was watching this video about semen retention. It was semen retention, or you could call it NoFap. And when you're practicing semen retention for marriage as a man, you attract a lot of women. Like, a lot of women. You may not be the best good-looking guy with the chisel pack, six-pack abs, but by you practicing semen retention, it's something about your aura. It's something about your soul that attracts a woman. You know? Because what it shows is that you're disciplined. You don't even have to tell a woman that, but for you to have that concept of I want to withhold my seed for marriage, you don't have to say it, but a woman can feel it. They can feel it. They can feel your aura. So that is very, 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 very powerful. And when it's time to have sex, like if you watch, like the big difference from Pornhub exploits sex. If you're practicing celibacy and semen retention, and when it's time to have sex with your significant other, it's more intimate. You actually get to know your partner's body. For men, you can know your woman's vagina. You can know her clitoris, how to lick that thing, how to twirl that thing. Same thing for a woman. When you don't watch so much stuff that's going on in Pornhub and how to ride dick this way and how to ride that way, and it's like, what if you don't want that? What if you don't want that, ma'am? What if you want it in a more delicate way? So it's like when you practice celibacy and semen retention is to bring more of an intimate relationship within sex. Like within sex, to bring an intimate relationship within sex. And sex is, I'm telling you, sex is magic when you wait. Sex is magic when you wait. I'm telling you, sex with my wife is amazing. It is amazing. People may be like, oh, and then it's like, I understand for people who are single. Oh man, I want somebody to be by my side, and you kind of temptation is at an all-time high. That just shows you more discipline. That shows you that you just need more discipline. When you can discipline your mind and heart from that lust. What that shows is that you're going to attract a man and a woman, man or woman, to be on the same wavelength as you are. That's as real as I can get, you know? That's as real as I can get. But for men, I'm a man, so I know more about semen retention. But for men, it boosts your confidence. You have high energy. You got self-control. And you got sharp memory. It boosts your libido. And improves your sleep. You're goal-oriented. And boosts immune system. I don't know if you guys have watched like the Simpsons series. Look up, go on YouTube and look up Seymour Attention Simpsons. And you got Bart, who was practicing semen retention, and he was so focused and he was so goal orientated where it made his woman, made his wife was was looking at him attractive. Like, wow, you're focused. Like, this is a whole nother you. Like, that's what I'm saying. Semen retention, if you would, by you withholding yourself, like, man, hold on. Let me just focus and let me discipline myself. It takes discipline. It's called, and only way for you to have discipline is God. You can't do it by yourself. You cannot kill your flesh by yourself without God. Be like, God, look, I know I just went to the strip. Like, and my thing is be careful with what you listen to, what you see. That means if you listening to booty bumping music, best believe what's gonna be on your mind is some booty bumping girls. If you out here going to Magic City, you out here going to Blue Flame. Pardon me, y'all. I'm in Atlanta, but I'm saying if you going to the strip club and you going to the bar and you seeing these type of women, best believe you're not practicing semen retention because you're not disciplining your eyes and your ears. You know, and guess what's gonna happen? You're going to fall for women that you see at Magic City. The music that you listen to, you're going to attract those booty shaking hoes. That's as real as it can get. You're going to attract that. You know? You're going to attract that. And then same thing for women. For women, a lot of women feel like all men are dogs. All men are not dogs. All men are not dogs. You gotta just pray to God, and you gotta have wisdom and discernment while you're practicing celibacy to withhold yourself. Lord, I'm withholding myself from marriage. Lord, help me find the right one. And think about it, it could be very, 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 very hard. It can be very, very hard. I'm not gonna lie, and I'm not gonna say, yo, it's easy. It's really hard, fam. It's really hard. Like, for a woman, women are more emotional than men. So I can understand, like, okay, you really want to cuddle, and you want some penis. You want some of that thing. But ask yourself this: is that high of dang-a-lang, is it really worth it? Because guess what? One slip-up is all it takes. And that could be a lifetime mistake. Ooh, that's... Wow. Okay, Holy Spirit. That's powerful. That's powerful. One little mistake. One slip-up. That's all it takes. You could be in the wrong... You could be in a toxic relationship with a dude that you just had a one... hit it and quit it. You could have, you know what I'm saying, get a girl pregnant that you didn't mean to because of that slip up, not disciplining yourself. You know, I got verses. Trust me, I got verses for semen retention. We're gonna go to Hebrews 13:4. Stay with me, fam. Stay with me. Stay with me. Woo, woo. Stay with me. All right. Hebrews 13:4. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Oh, that's 14. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, fam. That's verse 14, Hebrews. Okay. There we go. Hebrews 13:4, marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled, but the whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. So, what's that saying is, once you're married, whatever you do in your bed as husband and wife can't be defined. Y'all are married. Y'all are under the covenant of God. So whatever y'all do in y'all bed, you know what I'm saying? How y'all get down, how y'all love each other, God's gonna be like, that is holy, because guess what? You guys are married. Now, I'm gonna be honest. when it comes down to sex, you guys have to both be in a communication with God. You can't have one person, you know, that's disciplining their lust, and you got one person who's not. Y'all gonna be in sync, like big time. Y'all are going to fall off. Y'all gonna have toxic conversations. I'm gonna say that because I'm an example. Like me, I'm currently battling lust, pornography. That's mad facts. Because I got exposed to porn at the age of 9 years old. Yeah, I got exposed to porn at 8, 9 years old. My parents didn't make it no better, because growing up it was like, oh yeah, it's okay, you can watch porn. Boys can watch porn. That's how you learn from the birds and the bees. So I know a good majority of folks who was raised like that. So for me now, I'm looking at it like, it's very hard now for me. I don't like the feeling of Pornhub pornography at all. But I have to pray to God every day to kill my flesh. Like, I have to pray to God every day to kill my flesh, because that is something that I do not like. I'm disgusted with that. You know, and me not being disciplined in my sexual, being sexually disciplined, it causes a rift sometimes within me and my wife. It causes a rift between me and my wife. And that's what the evil principalities, that's what they like. They want to see that rift. They want to see that rift. Oof. That wine tastes so good. I got another verse. Colossians 3:23. I appreciate you guys staying with me as I'm looking for Colossians. Looking for Colossians 3:23, fam. And whatsoever ye do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Okay. Whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Okay. That reading Colossians 3:23, that's saying, be honorable to the Lord. And that goes back into the marriage. You can refer that to marriage. Ask yourself, if you was to have sex with this married woman, is that doing the Lord honorably? You guys are shacking and you guys are not making a commitment amongst each other. Is that doing the Lord honorably? No, but if you guys are married, you guys are in a covenant with God, that's being honorable unto the Lord. You know? And I'm nervous, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm a little tongue-tied, but churches, it's crazy that churches don't talk about this stuff. I think that's what draws a lot of people out of the church home, and makes them more promiscuous. It makes them turn into that, because it's like, if the church is not going to teach me about sex and the pleasures of sex and the value of sex, I'm gonna go see what sex look like over there. Like, when my kids get older, you know, I'm gonna tell them, yo, sex is amazing. When a penis and a vagina come together and unite, woo! It's called magic. But only when you're married. That's the thing about it. When it comes down to being a Christian, you gotta be honorable. When it comes down to being a Christian, you gotta have morals and principles on what you're doing. If you know having sex is wrong, why are you doing it? Oh, because it feels so good. Yeah, you know, it's gonna feel real good on the other side. And y'all know what I mean. It's gonna feel real good when you got STDs and you got all that coming up. Because guess what? You wanna feel so good. It's gonna feel so good, guess what? When you got baby daddy issues because you fell for that moment. Or you got baby mama issues because guess what? You liked her at the bar or you liked her at the club. You didn't discipline your flesh. Yeah, it's gonna feel real good. It's gonna feel real good. And that's just something that has to be talked about and explained more. Not just in church, but everywhere. Being sexually disciplined comes from the Bible. Being sexually disciplined comes from God. Because guess what? God ordained man and woman, Adam and Eve. Wives, submit to your husband. Husbands, submit to your wives as Christ submitted to the church. Like, God ordained sex. But guess what? This world abuses it. Such as the Pornhub apps. We think porn is real. We think porn, like growing up, we thinking porn was real love. That's how we supposed to have sex. No, having sex is knowing your partner, knowing their bodies. It's called magic. You got sex and you got lovemaking. God created lovemaking. Because guess what? Adam knew his woman's body. If you look up know in the Bible, knowing her body, that means he knew her body. Like, he knew. He knew. He was in that thing. But this is episode 1. This is just a introduction of Raw Podcast. I'm going to drop a good amount of episodes, so a lot of you guys are going to know about what be on my mind. You're going to know what be on my mind, you know. But stay tuned. I'm going to post this episode on Instagram, Facebook, so stay tuned.